It's the largest natural lake wholly within the state of California, a beautiful spot that takes some effort to reach, but you are rewarded with great scenery, abundant wildlife, and some of the best fishing in the nation. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Debbie Clark loves this small town and beautiful setting she calls home in California.
We have the cleanest air in California. I think it's going on 15 years. We have the largest natural lake in California.
She's speaking of Clear Lake, California, a couple of hours north of San Francisco. Lake Tahoe is larger, but half of it is in the state of Nevada. This lake, with 68 square miles of surface area, has stunning rugged scenery surrounding it. The lake is a place for wildlife and great fishing.
It's just gorgeous. We have people ski on the lake. We have huge bass tournaments here, and we have one of the largest catfish tournaments west of the Mississippi.
The lake is consistently ranked as one of the best bass fishing locations in the country. Debbie resides in the village of Nice, and just down the road, there's the town of Lucerne. There's a reason the European name spots sprang up around this lake.
The Brown Mansion was built, and then a bunch of people got together, and it was called the Clear Lake Villas. And they were going to make this Nice, the French Riviera, and then that was going to be Lucerne, the Alpine of California.
There were grand plans for villages where one could live or resorts where people could vacation. But most of those plans never came to fruition.
They made a big hotel, and then guess what happened? The Depression. So, you know, it was kind of hard to get here. No trains. They never put the train in. They were supposed to put a train in. They never got it in.
This remains a beautiful spot today. A place that takes a bit of time and winding roads to reach, but spectacular to see. Traveling the countryside on the shores of Clear Lake, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.